Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-hour fitness.
The guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the bird.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
Yes, indeed. We are once again out here on the balcony in a kind of quarantine type of fashion, as always. Oh, well, not as always, but at least for the fall last year, we've been doing that way. Anyway, my name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio, and thank you for joining us for a very special program today.
Yes, absolutely. We have put together something that we should have done quite a long time ago in honor of one of the great moments in American sports culture, the Super Bowl. We have gathered together today for a few songs about football and some things that a few surprises as well. Anthony's found a few great things. There's some good stuff here.
Yes, there is. So like Scott said, we're doing songs about football for our big game celebration. Don't want to get sued by the NFL. I know that they're very litigious.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, it's the Super Bowl. Let's not mess around. But thing that I found out researching songs, football, not a very productive songwriting topic for some reason. There are not a lot of songs about football out there. And none of them that I could think of off the top of my head. This was a real research program. And still, I think we found some interesting tunes to play on this special American holiday Sunday.
A few tunes, saw lots of tunes, and a few surprises as well. You found some NFL films things that are just really wild.
That's just so we can do the impression of John Facenda off air to each other.
John Facenda.
The autumn wind is a raider.
Oh my God, this is going to be a great show. This is going to be so cool. Our annual show. This is amazing. I love this. Okay, so let's.
So what are we starting out with? We're starting out with a musician that you're actually pretty familiar with.
I am familiar with Mojo Nixon. He's done some pretty cool stuff over the years. Funny
pretty
guy.
Pretty weird, too.
Yeah, because he's famous for his Elvis is Everywhere songs, but this one is a little bit different. He takes on the topic of football, and this is very cool. It's called Not As Much As Football. Check it out.
I love you more than a spaghetti. I love you more than a meatball.
upset. Baby, I love you more than everything but football.
I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass. I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club. Took every ounce of heart and sweat and blood to get to wear those game day jerseys down the hall. The kings of the school, man, where the boys are fall. Well, it's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. The boys are fall. In little towns like mine, that's all they got. Newspaper clippings fill the coffee shops. The old men will always think they know it all. Young girls will dream about the boys of fall. Well, it's turning face to stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. Turning face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. It's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. Boys of fall. We're the boys of fall.
In 1972, the Miami Dolphins became the first and only team in NFL history to go through an entire season unbeaten and untied. The Dolphins were a team whose strength was in its balance rather than brilliance. fullback Larry Zonka, number 39, was the power gear in Miami's grinding, steady, mistake-proof offense. They conquered the Washington Redskins in the Super Bowl and ended the year with 17 wins and no defeats. For one season, no team was ever better than Don Shula's 1972 Miami Dolphins.
Clock's running down, the team's losing ground to the opposing defense. The young quarterback waits for the snap when suddenly it all starts to make sense. He's got all kinds of time, he's got all kinds of time. All kinds of time. He's got all kinds of time. All kinds of time. He takes a step back. He's under attack. But he knows that no one can touch him now. So it is, a strange inner peace is all that he's feeling somehow. He's got all kinds of time, he's got all kinds of time, all kinds of time. He's got all kinds of time, all kinds of time. Of his mother, he thinks of his bride to be. He thinks of his father, his two younger brothers gathered around the widescreen TV.
we know it's good. Blowing your mind like we knew it would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble.
Well, they call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Moore Mance. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
This is Speedy Willie, and I'm world class. I like running, but I love to get the pass. I practice all day and dance all night. I gotta get ready for the Sunday fight. Now, I'm as smooth as a chocolate swirl. I dance a little funky, so watch me, girl. There's no one here that doesn't like me. My Super Bowl shuffle will set you free.
I'm Samurai Mike, I stop them cold. Part of the defense, big and bold. I've been jamming for quite a while, doing what's right and setting the style. Give me a chance, I'll rock you good. Nobody messing in my neighborhood. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
We are the Bears, shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good, blowing your mind like a new year would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble, we're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Known as McMahon. When I hit the turf, I've got no plan. I just throw my body all over the field. I can't dance, but I can throw the field. I motivate the cats, I like to tease. I play so cool, I aim to please. That's why you all got here on the double, to catch me doing the Super Bowl shuffle.
I'm mama's boy, Otis, wanna be kind. The ladies all love me for my body and my mind. I'm flick on the floor as I can be, but ain't no sucker gonna get past me. Some guys are jealous of my style and class. That's why some end up on that. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I'm just getting down to the Super Bowl shuffle.
Can. This is Steve, and it's no wonder. I run like lightning, pass like thunder. So bring on Atlanta, bring on Dallas. This is for Mike and Papa Bear Hallis. But I'm not here to feathers ruffle. I just came here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
I'm L.A. Mike, and I play it cool. They don't sneak by me, cause I'm no fool. I fly on the field and get on down. Everybody knows I don't mess around. I can break them, shake them any time of day. I like to steal it and make them pay. So please don't try to beat my hustle, cause I'm just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
We are the Bears, shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good, blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble, we're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
The sack man's coming, I'm your man. Dent is a quarterback, so he's gonna get bent. We stop the run, we stop the pad. I like to dump guys on that. We love to play for the world best fan. You better start making the Super Bowl plan. But don't get ready or go through any trouble unless you practice the Super Bowl shuffle.
It's Gary here, and I'm Mr. Clean. They call me Hitman, don't know what they mean. They throw it long and watch me run. I'm on my man, one-on-one. Buddies, guys, cover it down to the bone. That's why they call us the 46 zone. Come on, everybody, let's scream and yell. We're gonna do the shuffle, then ring your bell.
Looking at the frizz, I'm the rookie. I may be large, but I'm no dumb cookie. You see me hit, you see me run. When I kick and pass, we'll have more fun. I can dance, you will see. The others, they all learn from me. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Just strutting for fun, strutting our
yeah. Wow. My God. The memories that that song is bringing back, man, it's absolutely amazing. The Super Bowl you
can
shuffle. Just,
you can picture Walter Payton with the saxophone, can't you?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah, sure. Sweetness with a saxophone. Yeah, that works. That works.
Hold on while I bust this run and the solo.
Yeah, right. Wasn't bad there, Walter. Not bad at all.
No, not at all.
That is the Chicago Bears.
I'm embarrassed at how much I enjoyed that.
Yeah, exactly. The Chicago Bears doing their Super Bowl shuffle from 1985. Oh, God.
86.
Oh, Jiminy Christmas.
Well, it's the 86 Bears, but I just brought it up. Released December 3rd, 1985.
Ah, okay, there you go.
So, but yes, it was about the 86 Bears. Pretty much known as the greatest team ever, if it's an argument with them and a couple other squads, but none of them have a rap single.
True. Well, the Bears, yeah. That was one of the best teams ever. One of them, anyway. You know, yeah. They did win the Super Bowl, of course.
Doesn't it make you want to hear Larry Zonka and Bob Greasy do a rap?
And Don Shula?
And Don Shula. Oh, get on the mic, Don.
Oh, God. Rest in peace, Don.
Yes. Rest in peace, Mr. Shula, who passed away very recently.
Yes.
You know what? Show dedicated to Mr. Shula.
Absolutely.
Probably the greatest coach ever. And heard had a great steakhouse. I've heard good things about Shula's restaurants.
Oh, okay. Very good. I didn't even know that he had a restaurant. There you go.
I was looking up his Wikipedia page, and it said that he was also a competitive baker, and he once placed fourth in the National Pecan Pie cooking contest.
Is that a fact?
Yes. Way to go, Mr. Shula.
All right. I like pecan pie, too.
So do I. It's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, why don't you read off the set here?
Yeah, sure. Let me just back it up here one second. We started out with Mr. Mojo Nixon, a rather crazy nutty fellow who does a lot of crazy nutty songs. And there he was telling you that he loves a lot of things. He loves his woman. He loves everything about her. But some things he just doesn't love as much as football. So not as much as football was the name of that one. So. And, you know, I'm sure you understand his point. There are a lot of things that you like in this world, but some things are just not as much as football. So it's a very simple philosophy. And then Kenny Chesney right after that, or is it Kenny Chaney? I apologize.
Chesney.
Kenny Chesney right after that. And as you can see, we don't play Mr. Chesney that often, so I'm quite ignorant on the pronunciation of his name, and I apologize for that. Kenny Chesney singing about the Boys of Fall, sort of the analogous version of the Boys of Summer from Don Henley. So this was his about football, the Boys of Fall. So that was a very cool song. And then right after that, we heard a brief snippet from NFL Films from 1982. Talking, of course, about the late Don Shula, excuse me, and the 1972 Dolphins, who won 17 games that year and the Super Bowl, and were the only undefeated team in history. I think that is still the case.
Technically, they are, because the New England Patriots went 18-1. They had an undefeated season, but lost in the Super Bowl. So,
okay,
yes, with an asterisk, the Dolphins are still the only undefeated team.
Okay, there you go, and. You heard the great voice of God narrating that that wonderful clip, John Facenda, who did all of them, man, who did NFL Films for like 112 years or something like that.
Yes, I believe he didn't. I was about to say didn't he found him, but I think it was that other guy. It was Steve Sable.
Steve
staff,
Sable.
Right?
That's correct. Yes.
That's right.
I don't
These
know.
These are all names from my youth that I have not thought of in so long.
Oh yeah, me either. I don't know where they found Mr. Facenda, but his voice booms.
I believe they carved him from granite.
Or something, marble, I think, something along those lines. But he's the voice of God for the NFL Films for a lot of years. And I'm sure they're all over YouTube. Like that
yes,
one.
There are, yeah. The only bummer was I was trying to find shorter ones to play in our show, and people smartly put up the entire episodes of the NFL Films documentaries, and I almost sent you a message with a 45-minute video that was like, pick some winners, some drops from this.
Wow.
But I didn't. You're welcome.
Okay. Well, you found a good one. That's really excellent.
Like, I was really close to sending you that email. I was like, here.
Okay.
This is great. I watched like 20 minutes of it without even just like sitting there like, this is wonderful.
Yeah, really. What am I going to choose from this? My God. Well, that was a good one. That was a good choice on that. And then we kind of moved things up to the 1990s with the Fountains of Wayne and a song called All Kinds of Time which I wasn't really paying too close attention on those lyrics, but it sounded like it was about reminiscing about the quarterback watching it on television and so forth. And it sounded like a very, very, very good song. And
Yeah. Well, they're a good band. That guy writes a lot of great songs, and it's another person we lost recently. The Adam Schlesinger, the lead singer of Fountains of Wayne, passed away during the COVID era. And very underrated band. They're actually super good, and it's unfortunate that their big hit is that silly Stacey's Mom song, because other than that, they have like
quite a number of other songs.
Literate pop poppy band that's pretty good.
Exactly. We miss them all. And but that was called, what did we call that one? Oh, that was called All Kinds of
All
Time.
All Kinds of Time.
And then we finished up there with the Chicago Bears doing their fundraising best for with the Super Bowl Shuffle. That was the original version of that. If you've
right.
never heard that song in all these years, I hadn't actually never heard it all the way through.
I had not heard it all the way through since I was a child.
So
I remember seeing it on MTV.
Yeah, exactly. Bits and pieces and clips. That's all that I remember. But that's my first actual viewing all the way through, listening to the song all the way through.
Did it change your life?
It changed my life forever.
Yes.
So there you go. That was pretty cool. Like the Chicago Bears having a good time. All right.
So you ready for second down here?
Yeah, second down. Perfect. Okay, second down.
That's right. We threw one incomplete pass. This one we're going to run right up the middle.
I'm usually kind of a fan of the Super Bowl. I usually try and make a small effort in some way to try and view it.
Yeah, well, as we were talking off air, this year, not so much.
Not so much. But be that as it may, every other year before this.
Let's let people behind the curtain just for a second. So today is actually Super Bowl Sunday. We're not going to give the year. It's kind of obvious. But
yes.
Scott literally told me right before we started, did not know it was Super Bowl Sunday until 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Yes, when I was getting my hair cut. Thank you, Supercuts. When I was getting my hair cut, the lovely lady.
By the way, looking good today, Scott.
Oh, thank you very much. The lovely lady who was cutting my hair said to me, "So, what are you going to do on Sunday? What are you going to do on Super Bowl Sunday?" I said, "Super Bowl Sunday? I didn't even know it was Super Bowl Sunday." So that's the kind of year we've had, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't even know
until actually 5 minutes before we started recording who was playing in the game this year.
That's right. I forgot one of the teams I was telling you.
So be that as it may, even though my ignorance is quite immense this year, I'm usually fairly knowledgeable of what goes on in the game and who's playing. I'm sure you are too. You take it in for the commercials though, right?
I do. I am mainly there for the commercials. In the last few years, for various reasons, I've kind of dropped football. As a person where I live, it kind of happened when the team that I rooted for moved a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I didn't really follow them, and they've moved again since then, and I'm still not really following them, but it's just sort of like that was it, and then there's been other things that have happened football-related that have kind of turned me off to the game a bit.
Which team was that?
But the Raiders. I grew up a Raiders fan,
okay.
And they left again.
Again?
and then they bailed on where they moved back to go out in the desert, and so they're out. It's just still weird to say Las Vegas Raiders. It's just really, really weird.
I just can't.
I just call them the Raiders.
Wow. That's really strange.
So, yeah, it's really weird. So
I've never really known. You don't really see NFL teams as being that nomadic, actually. They're
just that one.
Yeah, just that one. You know, they like taking it all over, taking it on the road.
Well, yeah. I mean, it started from the top with their owner, who is one of my favorite people in the history of sports, and he's just the best. Like, that guy deserves a documentary, a five-hour-long documentary about him, Mr. Davis.
Oh, Al Davis, yeah.
Al Davis? Oh, he's the best. But yeah, and for other reasons that are on field and off field, it's just sort of like the football thing is really soured for me, and I've just gotten to be way more into basketball. And baseball's always been my first love anyway.
Yeah.
But basketball, really, the last few years, has just gotten so good with all the personalities, and I just there's a young generation of players that are just awesome right now. And
yes.
Football is just, you know, it's always there. Like, it doesn't really change.
It's now taken a back seat, as it were.
So
to me, it has, yeah. Oh, and well. I know to you, it definitely has. You were more you were more interested in getting your hair did than the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So
I see. That's it. That's the whole thing. If my consciousness isn't even attuned to what's happening in the sport, yeah. It's something's missing.
Scott has a very not hard pressing on the pulse of what's going on.
No, I'm usually media bound. I'm media aware. You know, I understand.
You're media aware, but I mean, yeah. In the sense of like, yeah, you know what's happening, and for the Super Bowl to slip by you, that says it all.
Yeah, man. yes. So, again, I have to apologize for my ignorance, but you know, it's been.
What's your team that you were? Are you a Rams guy?
No, I'm not really a Rams guy. I've never really settled on any one particular team. I've actually been. Been sort of like a Colorado fan, actually. So,
like the Broncos?
Yes, Denver. Oh. Denver's been kind of a cool team for the longest time. So I've been a Broncos fan, and I've also for a while I was a Buffalo Bills fan. So they were always the teams. I always liked the former AFL teams. You know, those were the ones that sort of sparked interest in me.
The merger teams.
So,
yeah,
they had more color. They seemed to be there. You had black and blue in the NFL, and you had like red and gold in the AFL.
Yeah.
So, it was kind of that kind of mantra for me.
Totally get it. Totally understand that.
So enough of this talking.
Let's get back to the tunes.
We shall. What do we have here? We got.
So we're gonna start with a band that we've featured on the show several times, and one of those acts that has a million records. Cannot tell you which one to jump in on because they're all pretty good. But this is a band that puts out a record what every 8 months or so. It seems like they have a lot of material out. This is the Mountain Goats, who we totally recommend checking out, and this is a song called "The Fall of the High School Running Back."
Sophomore year, you rushed for an average of 8 1/3 yards per carry. All eyes were on you, junior year. Blew your knee out at an out-of-town game. Nowhere to go but down, down, down. Nothing but the ground left for you to fall to. By July, you'd made a whole bunch of brand new friends. People you used to look down on, and you'd figured out way to make real money, giving ends to your friends, and it felt stupendous. Chrome spokes on your Japanese bike, but selling acid was a bad idea, and selling it to a cop was a worse one. The new laws said that 17-year-olds could do federal time. You were the first one, so I sing this song for you. William Staniforth Donahue, your grandfather rode the boat over from Ireland, but you made a bad decision or two, yeah. Problem. The two main things
problem.
Filled with great players, but only a select few can truly be called the best ever. Each position on a football team requires special skills, but no position requires as many different skills as quarterback. It has been said that the true measure of a quarterback is how many times he leads his teammates to the championship. If that be the guideline, then Otto Graham is the best ever. Graham quarterbacked the Cleveland Browns from 1946 to 1955, and he led them to a league or conference championship every season he played. But since his coach, Paul Brown, called all the plays, Graham's ability as a field general cannot be evaluated. The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Raider Nation! Let's go! Let's go! Raider Nation! Let's go! Let's go! Raider Nation!
Are you ready for some football?
Raider Nation! Raider Nation!
Raider Nation!
Are you ready for some football? You ain't ready for no football! You ain't ready for the Oakland Raiders! It's the invasion of the Oakland Raiders! Are you ready for some football?
Yeah!
You ain't ready for this football!
Here we come, baby.
just win, baby. Feel the storm of the cold autumn wind, baby. It's the open Raiders, get your mouthpiece. You in the black hole with the black beast. This ain't black gold, this is black silver. Commitment to excellence, we deliver. And we'll play past regulation. It's the invasion of the Raider Nation.
Raider Nation,
let's go, let's go.
Raider Nation,
let's go, let's go.
Raider Nation,
are you ready for some football?
Yeah,
you ain't ready for no football.
Ah.
You ain't ready for the Oakland Raiders.
Come on,
it's the invasion of the Oakland Raiders.
Let's go.
Are you ready for some football?
Yeah,
you ain't ready for this football.
Ah.
The Raider Nation is united. When they see them Pirates, fans get excited.
Get excited.
The opposition get quiet when I hit the field with my eye patch and my shield. The silver and black will attack,
will attack.
Are you ready for some football? The silver and black will attack,
will attack.
Are you ready for some football?
Raider Nation,
let's go, let's go.
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 Raider Nation,
we are
Raider Nation.
Raider Nation,
we are
Raider Nation,
we are
Raider Nation.
Just win, baby. 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 Just win, baby.
If I hadn't dropped the ball, I would have took it all the way. Homecoming 89, with 10 seconds left to play. We were driving toward the goal line. They were screaming in the stands. I had the chance to be a hero, but it slipped right through my hands. There would have been a big pep rally. They would have hung my jersey on the wall. If I hadn't dropped the ball, well, me and Sandy Miller were supposed to meet after the game. I waited by the bleachers, but she never came. I found a note on my windshield, underneath the wiper blade, with goodbye bleeding through it in the cold October rain. We probably would have gotten married, and those recruiters in from Bama would have called. If I hadn't dropped the ball, my life would have been so different. But in that answer, things have gone the way I planned. But the fact is that they didn't, and the hand I wound up getting was something that I'll never understand. Summer, took a job out on the coast, and that's where I met your mama, and the rest I guess you know. If I had the chance to go back and score that last touchdown, well son, I wouldn't do it, 'cause you wouldn't be here now. And I wouldn't be your hero, I wouldn't be around to catch you when you fall. If I hadn't dropped the ball, my life would have been so different than that instant. Things have gone the way I planned. But the fact is is the one that God intended me to have. No, I wouldn't be the man I am at all if I hadn't dropped the ball. Game was tied at 7-all. She said, let's take a walk. We found a place behind the stands. She said, we need to talk. She went on and on about this town being small and how she needed other things. Just about when they made it 7 to 10, she gave me back my ring. The cheers went up, she broke down and said, it isn't you. I think you know how I really feel, but there's things that I've got to do. She said something about some school down south where she was gonna go next fall. 14 to 10, we were winning again while I was losing it all. She looked at me with tear-filled eyes and said, I hope you realize that this is not the way that I meant for it to end. And suddenly the crowd broke through, yelling, we got spirit, how about you? And all that I could think to do was simply join in. Said it's best if we do this now. And it began to rain. I wasn't sure if I was shaking from the cold or the pain. She turned away, then she stopped to say she really hoped I understood. Nodded my head as the loudspeaker said, the kick is up, it's good. I waited till she'd walk back in to turn my back into the wind. Before I let the tears begin to fall with the rain. Time to see Jason throw the Bobby Lee and make homecoming history with a 90-yard game. There's a banner hanging down from the stadium wall, reminding everybody of the year we won it all. And though I was there at every game, I swear only one remains a memory. It was 21-17 when time ran out on me. 21-17 and time ran out on me.
Well, that was very nice. That is Neil McCoy. And one of two songs there at the end of that set that sort of used the football game as a metaphor for things that are going on in their life. That was called 21 to 17. I really like that. That was,
yeah, that was pretty good.
That was really amazing.
You know, I know you're a big fan of a story song, so right up your alley.
I do. I do. I really like that a lot. And that told a lot of, told a really nice story. And excuse me. And the one before that told an equally nice story by James Otto called The Ball.
Yeah, should have caught it.
Should have caught it. And changed your life, man. So, but so that was some really sweet stuff in that last set of songs there. You want to read that off? What else did we have in that set?
Yes, I do. We started with the Mountain Goats during the fall of the high school running back. Shouldn't have sold those drugs, man.
No, no, the LSD, that's a bad thing.
You're 17. They can charge you as an adult now.
That's right. In most states.
Yes. And then we moved on to a song that Scott really enjoyed, Drinking Town with a Football Problem by Billy Currington. Some clever lyrics on that one. That's just a good tune.
Yes, that was really nice. I like that one.
And then we moved on to, had to play it, Raider Nation by Ice Cube, the Oakland Raiders theme. Got to update that one, Cube.
But, oh, well.
Love that it started with the John Facenda sample, so we still got the Autumn Wind is Raider into the show. That's football, damn it.
Right on. And that's John Facenda, man.
Yeah. And then we moved on to James Otto with The Ball. That was a nice singer-songwritery tune. And I finished up there with another one, a good country song by Neil McCoy, who was a big star in the 90s, doing a song called 21 to 17. So there it is. We got one last set. Do you want to do plugs really quick just so we can squeeze them into the show?
Sure. Sure. Really quickly here, our email address is balconyradio@gmail.com. You can send stuff there and we'll reply. balconyradio@gmail.com. We also have a website. Excuse me. Pardon me. Hello there. So emotional. We also have a website, which is balconyradio.com, where you can listen to all of our past episodes. You can listen to our 24-hour stream going on there. Monday through Friday, we play almost everything that we have in our 63,000-plus song collection here. And it's actually getting bigger and bigger every day, let me tell you. And then on, so that's Monday through Saturday. And then on Sundays, we narrow things down to jazz. As I've said in the past, we might change that. We might go Saturday and Sunday for jazz, the way things are going. But be that as it may, right now we do jazz solely on Sunday. So for that's 24 hours. So whatever you do on Sunday, we kind of balance it out for you with some really nice music. So that's our stream, which is at balconyradio.com. We are also on the social networking areas, platforms. We are on Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio, and we post fun stuff there, like our album of the day, or most of the time we post our vinyl album of the day there, and a few other things. We are also on Facebook, which is facebook.com/balconyradio.fm. Just put in Balcony Radio, and there we are. And we post our new shows on Facebook, excuse me, and we post a bunch of great articles there. And we have kind of a lot of fun in the social networking areas. And we have this kind of Twitter account that we don't even touch called @BalconyRadio. Don't touch it.
Don't follow it. Nope. Don't bother.
So anyway, that's happening. There you go. Like I said, the email address, balconyradio@gmail.com. Just jump right on and send something.
Reach out.
Reach out, man. Reach out.
All right, here we go. Third and long, we got our final set of music. Like we said at the top, not a lot of songs about football.
I guess so, not. No. So
we pulled the best ones we could find. There were more, believe me, but just I did not. There were some that I just couldn't play on our show.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Didn't make the cut. Off the team.
No. Okay.
To the practice squad with you.
to the third string there with you, laddie.
Yeah. Seriously. Go catch some bench. So, but we got a few more tunes, and we're going to start with one by Mr. Hank Williams Jr. We're not playing the obvious one you thought about. We're not playing that Rowdy Friends song.
Nope.
We got one that he wrote. This one is an interesting tune that I think you're going to like, Scott. Check it out. This is called Sometimes I Feel Like Joe Montana.
Been to the big dance, had my share of fame. Sometimes I just wanna go and get back in the game. toss a few more touchdowns, belt some more home runs, instead of just sitting around thinking about all the fun we had in those good old days. But I know they're all gone, but I still got that spirit, and it just keeps hanging on. Sometimes I feel like Joe Montana, just want to go in one more game. I never thought I'd give a damn when the time came to walk away, 'cause I played hurt before and I still won. Race misery. Just wanna win one more time. No one's ever doubted or questioned my heart. Thank God I found a girl like you to keep my worlds apart. So I'll just be her hero, and our kids will be the team. But some nights I just can't sleep, and she knows it's that old dream. Sometimes I feel like Joe Montana, just wanna go in one more game. I never thought I'd give a damn when the time came to walk away, 'cause I played hurt a lot and I still won. Just wanna win one more time. My worst injuries are those memories. Just wanna win one more time.
And a sure enough gunner, and I ain't got time for you. Well, I ain't got time to mow the lawn or fix the roof where the rain pours in. And your suggestion is out of the question that I go paint the fence, 'cause the Green Bay Packers are warming up, so could you turn it on the channel too? 'Cause I'm a big game hunter and a sure enough gunner, and I ain't got time for you. Well, there ain't gonna be no Batman and Robin take the place of the NFL. And for all I care, old Archie Bunker can go right straight to hell. What's that you say? You made me miss a play. No, we're not gonna watch cartoons, 'cause I'm a big game hunter and a sure enough gunner, and I ain't got time for you. 'Cause there's a Rose Bowl, Hula Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl, Gator Bowl, Orange Bowl, Super Bowl. I'm just a big game hunter and I ain't got time for you. Well, I ain't gonna have time to fix the gate, I'm leaving that up to you. And on your way to get the hammer and
the nails, could you bring me another brew? Well, you're looking good, and I think I would maybe steal a little kiss or two. Yeah, the big game hunter's gonna take time out and take a little time with you. After the Rose Bowl, Hula Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl, Gator Bowl, Orange Bowl, Super Bowl, I'm just a big game hunter, and I ain't got time for you. I'm a big game hunter and a sure enough gunner, and I ain't got time for you.
Then you give me, I've been ready. Know the whole clique been ready. On set fire, fresh out the fryer. I can't deny I'm a motherfucking rider. Made it for nothing, it made my attire. I don't get tired, let me get higher. Life is so sweet like that pussy papaya. That's all me, nigga, back off. Just run away. This ain't the day for all of the play. Play, look at my face. Mood on Kawhi, don't talk to you guys. No, fuck is you saying? If it ain't about dough, you only act like the bro when it's for show. Everything glitter ain't gold.
Ay, switch up the tone. Whoa. Still OG, ain't switch up cologne. Ay. Numbers ain't safe, I don't pick up the phone. Got mines, nigga, you could pick up your own. Re-up, might sneak up, hit you with the sleeper. Big dog with me living like Batista. Make a nigga disappear like Eureka. Gotta watch my back like Caesar.
Peep how they creep. Can't go back to the streets. Blunt got me back on my feet. Okay, watch how I kick the shit off. Ay, watch how I got need to defrost. Ay, wait, I just came back from a loss. Wait, wait, back to business like a boss. Ay, see me spilling with the sauce. Ay, keep my head up, can't be soft. No, wait, bands weighing down the straw. Wait, running up Randy Moss. Ay, oh my God.
Alcoa presents Fantastic Finishes. 1967, 15 degrees below zero in Green Bay, Wisconsin. The Packers trail the Cowboys by 3. The field is a sheet of ice as Bart starts the ball and sneaks into the end zone for the score. Who made the block that sprung him? Right guard Jerry Kramer against massive Jethro Pugh. The Packers win 21-17 and claim the NFL championship.
Alcoa can't wait.
Since time began, nature has demonstrated the wisdom of recycling. In rain that falls to the earth, travels to the sea, and rises to the clouds again. Now, man must learn to recycle too. At Alcoa, we've already started by initiating programs that are saving billions of aluminum cans every year. Raw materials and energy too. Recycling, we're simply doing what nature has always done.
We can't wait for tomorrow. Alcoa can't wait.
Yeah!
concentrate.
41! 42!
Go, Flash Ray!
We'll see you down at the football game, see you in the crowd. And we're gonna cheer our team this year till there ain't no cheering as loud. And if someone down at the football game says, hey, why do you scream? We're gonna realize when we get the prize, we've been waking up the Grey Cup team. Waking up the Grey Cup team. With a first down, second down, a first down again. Snap it to the quarterback and flip it to the wind. Catch it on the 40-yard and never turn around. Then you rush it to the end zone and get a touchdown. Now when it's scrimmage time at the 2-yard line, we bulldoze in to score. Then the kicker kicks and it's over the sticks and it's 6 and 1 point more. Then a 2-point sack on their quarterback and a field goal just to be mean. Our screams and shouts don't leave any doubt. We've been waking up the Grey Cup team. Waking up the Grey Cup team. With a first down, second down, a first down again. Snap it to the quarterback and flip it to the wind. Catch it on the 40-yard and never turn around. Then you rush it to the end and get another touchdown.
French fries, chips, peanuts, popcorn, program.
Now when the football shoots from the punter's boot, their receiver can be sure. If he don't duck, he's gonna get struck by a tank from the Second World War. Then watch him fall down and fumble the ball and make a big turnover scene. And the cheering fans will make him understand, we've been waking up the Grey Cup team. Waking up the Grey Cup team. With a first down, second down, a first down again. Snap it to the quarterback and flip it to the wind. Catch it on the 40-yard and never turn around. Then you rush it to the end and get another touchdown. So we'll see you down at the football game. See you in the crowd. We're gonna cheer our team this year till there ain't no cheering as loud. And if someone down at the football game says, hey, why do you scream? We're gonna realize when we get the big prize, we was waking up the Grey Cup team. Waking up the Grey Cup team. With a first down, second down, a first down again. Snap it to the quarterback and flip it to the wind. Catch it on the 40-yard and never turn around. Then you rush it to the end and get another touchdown.
Yes, indeed. Isn't that fun? That was fun. Stompin' Tom Connors.
I was
Connors.
Loving that song.
Yeah, Stompin' Tom Connors. He's actually probably more known. He's more known in Canada, of course, but I was about to say he's more known for singing a song about hockey, Hockey Night in Canada, I believe is the name of the track.
But, that's a great song, too.
But there he is taking it up on football, which is kind of fun.
Canadian football, that one's about the CFL. Look at that.
That's right, which is a completely different beast than NFL football in so many ways.
Yeah, I mean, totally different.
It's really amazing. So that's Stompin' Tom Connors singing about singing the football song to end this tribute, to end our special Super Bowl Sunday show here. Thank you very much.
That's right.
It's very, very cool. And what was in that last set, sir?
So we started with Hank Williams Jr., the middle Hank, doing Sometimes I Feel Like Joe Montana. Mm-hmm. We're waiting on Hank the Fourth to come out any day now.
Yeah, I don't know when that's going to happen.
Any day now. And then we moved on to balcony favorite Buck Owens doing Big Game Hunter. And that one gave some shout-outs to some college football, so we also checked that box.
Yes.
And then we moved on to my favorite song of the night, Kid Ink, with a tune about former Vikings / Raiders / Patriots wide receiver Randy Moss. Straight dollars, homie. That was a good song. And then moved on to Flash Gordon soundtrack with Scott's favorite band, The Queen, doing Football Fight. Hut, hut.
An instrumental, no less. Pretty wild.
An instrumental that's about nothing. The whole soundtrack's about nothing.
It really is.
And then we finished up there with Stompin' Tom Connors from the Great White North doing Football Song, sitting there drinking beers, watching the old Grey Cup.
Right on, man. Very cool. And there you go.
There you go. That's the football show.
Our football Super Bowl Sunday. And
hike.
Whomever you favor in the big game on Super Bowl Sunday, you know, I hope you win your bets.
The food's going to be there, so we all win.
That's right. That's right. And keep that party to like six people. That'd be worth just fine.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, just most of them outside.
That's right. There you go. So anyway, we're going to end this thing here with some serious rock action. And my goodness, I didn't even know that Iggy Pop wrote a song about football.
I learned that this weekend.
It's very cool. It's called Football. Very simply, it's called Football, man. All right.
So run the plays. Get out of here. Time to hit the showers.
That's right. Send us an email about
you got any more sports references you want to throw in there?
It's first and goal and time to go for a touchdown.
Yep, we're going over the pile.
Uh-oh, going over the top like Sam the Man Cunningham.
Woo!
How about that reference?
Listen to you. That's an obscure one there.
All right. So let's get out of here, man. Take care, everybody.
See you later. Bye. Enjoy your Sunday.
got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Big Drake.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.